contraband and ancient tools. All right.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, how you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Thursday morning. It's Triple Play Thursday. You program the bumps on this show, everybody. And we have a theme every morning, and this is Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. We'll do that later in the show, so get your requests in for Triple Play Thursday now, 312-981-7200. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. It's interactive. It's constantly updated. It's happening while the show is happening. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us now. All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, our good friend Dan Feinberg joins us for his biweekly visit. We're going to talk all things TV. He writes for The Hollywood Reporter, and you can follow him on Twitter and Facebook at The Fine Print, F-I-E-N, The Fine Print. So we're going to talk TV. It's big time for TV because all the premieres are starting and the pilots are showing, and everybody's getting a chance to look at the new TV season. So we're going to talk all about that. And then after Dan, we are going to be joined by Jake the Snake Roberts, one of the greatest wrestlers in WWE history. A legend. Very excited to have Jake on the show. So Jake the Snake Roberts is going to be here. He's on a tour for his Unspoken Word tour. He's actually going to be performing at Zany's on Monday the 3rd in Old Town and on Tuesday the 4th in the Rosemont location. So he is going to tell great locker room stories and road stories about what it was like to wrestle for all those years when he was with the WWE. And he's made a huge comeback in his personal life, too. He was in trouble for a while with drugs and alcohol, he's turned his life around. He's sober now, and he's doing this tour to talk about all of that. And we're going to have Jake the Snake Roberts, a true wrestling legend, on the show after 3. And that'll be coming up. So, all right. Let's say hello to my producer, Dan Shagru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
You know, I'm all right. I'm enjoying this weather. Sweater weather.
Yes, you got to bust out your hoodie today.
I did. I got my hoodie, and I put the Bronx Beat clip from SNL on my Facebook page where they talk about sweater weather, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. So I love this kind of weather. And hockey. There was a hockey game, which always pleases me. It was interesting to watch the game considering like nobody on the team was there, including Q. Because the Hockey World Cup is going on right now. But it was, you know, and they lost, but it's preseason. So, let's go to the newsroom and Vic Vaughn. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right. Pittsburgh beat us in both teams, both sports.
I know. Yeah.
So
I didn't get to watch either game. I was up for so many hours yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally
you got some sleep.
Ate myself into a coma and went to sleep around.
Well, it's a preseason game, but it was fun. Yeah. I mean, it was great. It was just great to watch hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Really great. And Esmeralda Leon was actually there. Hi, Esmeralda.
I was. Hello.
Did you enjoy your first game?
I did. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to see live and everything. And I don't know why I thought this was so weird, but I get into the suite. And I'm like, it's cold in here.
Well, there's
there's ice on.
There's a big sheet of ice in the building.
Yes,
it's cold.
I figured that.
You know what? You know, if you thought it was cold up there, you should get seats by the ice. Pretty chilly down there.
Does it just radiate?
It's pretty chilly. It is. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, it was fun. Did you enjoy the anthem?
I did.
Everybody goes nuts during
the
anthem.
Such a booming voice.
Yeah,
too.
Jim Cornelison. Yeah, he's the best. The king. Yeah, so that's cool. That was your first experience. That's fun.
Saw a fight.
Yeah, well, 2-2 got into it right away, man. That was like
two minutes
into the game, and 2-2's getting... Well, he actually kind of got his butt handed to him in that fight. But
although I was amazed that they just kind of circled him, watching, like, the referees.
Oh, that's what they do. They let him fight.
I never realized that.
And they usually break it up if somebody hits the ground, like if somebody hits the ice. That's when the linesmen step in. Sometimes they'll step in if it goes on long enough, and that's what they did tonight. I love it when the guys get into a fight and they're beating the crap out of each other and then the linesmen come in and separate them and then they slap each other on the butt and go, nice fight, man. And then they skate off to the box. That's one of the things I love about hockey.
That's great.
They just beat the crap out of each other and then they pat each other on the head. Good fight, man. All right. Let's go to the box. Sit down. So, anyway. Well, I'm glad you went and I hope it's not your last game.
Okay. I hope not, too.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It really is. All right. So, hey, by the way, Esmeralda, we're going to do Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Perfect.
All right, Vic, you going to get ready?
Doing push-ups right now.
All right, you're doing push-ups right now so you don't hear this.
Not listening. Ears are plugged. La, 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 la.
So we'll do that again. For those of you who don't know, Esmeralda enjoys buying products that you can see on TV, weird little gadgets and things like that. Anything that is like advertised on TV, infomercial wise, or weird little things, Esmeralda has a weakness for those. So we do this game where we get real items, and I describe them to you, and then we vote. Vic and Dan and myself vote on whether Esmeralda would indeed buy that. And so we'll do another round of that. And by the way, every time we do this, we post pictures of the items and the products on our Facebook page, which is another reason why you should like our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay. Hey, have you heard the story, Esmeralda, that there is an urgent need for exorcists?
No.
What? Exorcists are in urgent demand as a result of a sharp rise in people dabbling in Satanism and the occult. Experts from the Catholic Church in Italy and the U.S. just said this. Speaking in tongues, levitating, and vomiting nails seems far-fetched to most people, but church experts insist there is a need to recruit more priests as exorcists in order to combat sorcery and black magic. This is a real news story.
Well, that makes sense.
This is a real news story. And I love this. You know why? Because I happen to be screening The Exorcist next week at the MovieCo Theater. So now this is timely. It's happening in the world, just as we're going to screen the movie.
Ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines. I could have not picked a better movie to show on Tuesday, October 4th. It's The Exorcist from 1973, the director's cut, so it's a little bit longer. It's got some extra stuff in it. And we're showing it on the big screen, 4K digital restoration. It's going to be amazing. If you've never seen The Exorcist, you should. If you've never seen The Exorcist on the big screen, it's an amazing experience. And we're going to try and get real exorcists to come out. I'll read the rest of this story because it's pretty fascinating. But the Catholic Church has got they're saying, hey, we need exorcists. Come on. So they're actually hiring and recruiting exorcists because of what's happening in the world right now. So you can see it firsthand when you come see The Exorcist. Tuesday night, October 4th, the MovieCo Theater in Rosemont. Easy to get to. Parking is free. It's only $10 to get in. Show up at around 7, have some dinner at Bogart's on the second floor, and then stay for The Exorcist. I'll introduce it. We'll have a talk afterwards. I kind of know every frame of this movie by heart. It's one of my favorite films ever, and I know a lot of backstory. There's a lot of really interesting stuff that happened when this movie was made, when it was released, and the history of it. So we'll talk all about that, and then we'll see it all together. We'll be freaked out. So that's Tuesday night, October 4th. Get your tickets now at Carmike.com. Carmike.com, CARMIKE.com, and reserve your seats now for The Exorcist on Tuesday night. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. Jesse requested the band Cage the Elephant. That's their song, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Don't know Cage the Elephant. Dan, do you know Cage the Elephant?
Yeah, they've made some waves in the alternative rock.
I've heard that song. I just didn't know.
So I think they now have two albums based out of Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Jesse, that's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. And coming up in a little bit, we are going to have another edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And I know Vic is preparing.
Hey, remind me, what was the score last week? What, didn't we tie?
No, I won.
Yeah,
oh, you did.
You,
okay.
You snuck out a win. You won the time previously, Vic.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
I think.
Yeah, I won last time.
Snuck
we
out
had
a
that.
Win.
It is that damn. Washing your hands in the toilet tank thing.
Oh, that's right.
That's where I
she
lost.
She had a good point there on that one.
Yeah.
not very realistic because you got to straddle it to wash your hands.
Exactly. And then those things that you can put in the oven, except if you're going to go over 450 degrees.
Right.
No, that one I did say.
Yeah,
yes.
I know you did say, yeah. But those were the two that stuck out to me. Like, wait a minute. You know, I'm not going to wash my hands in a toilet tank. And I frequently, my oven goes past the 450 degree mark.
I can report the toilet sink is now sold out. Like it did eventually sold out.
Is that right?
I wonder if it's because of us.
And maybe.
I think it is.
I typically use a site called dudeiwantthat.com to find a lot of these.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, scrolling back and I saw it, and just for blanks and giggles, I clicked on it.
Yeah.
And it said sold out.
No more toilet tank sink. No
we
more.
Can't a revolution.
That's right. You can't wash your vegetables in your toilet anymore. All right, so we're going to prepare for that. That's coming up a little bit later on, and we'll play another round of What Esmeralda by that. I wanted to mention quickly, you know, I got a couple of great horror things that are happening to kick off October, and one of them is, of course, my Exorcist screening, which is on Tuesday, October 4th, this Tuesday. Exorcist on the big screen, the extended director's cut, 4K digital remastered. It's going to be amazing, and we can all be scared crapless together. In one room while we watch the movie. So that's Tuesday. And I know, Vic, you and Jeannie are coming.
Yep.
You guys are planning on being freaked out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably be in her lap, to be honest.
You've seen the movie before.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Never on the big screen.
Oh, it's so good, man. So good. So anyway, I got that going on, which is cool. And that's going to be Tuesday. Get your tickets at carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E. Make your reservations now. The tickets are starting to really sell because everybody's getting ready and pumped for Halloween, which is my favorite time of year. And so that's the first thing is this Tuesday, October 4th, at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Also at the Movie Co. Theater, a week from Saturday, the 8th. This is cool as hell. Flashback Weekend, which is the horror convention that I'm one of the hosts of every year. Mike and Mia Kurz put it together. Well, they are doing a horror festival, an all-day horror fest at the Movie Co. Theater. And this is Saturday, October 8th. It starts at noon. And at noon, we'll be showing Night of the Living Dead, the original. At 2, we'll show Bubba Hotep with Bruce Campbell as Elvis and Ossie Davis as JFK. I can't really explain the logic behind that, but it's an amazing movie directed by Don Coscarelli. At 4 o'clock, the original Fright Night, which is a great movie. At 6 o'clock, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. At 8 o'clock, we'll be showing Phantasm Remastered. This is, you know, obviously the legendary classic 1979 movie that has been remastered. I introduced it last week at the Music Box, and it's amazing. And then the big thing is the Chicago premiere at 10 o'clock of Phantasm 5 Ravager, which is the fifth and the final chapter in the Phantasm series. And it's an exclusive Chicago premiere. It's never been seen. It's going to be on the big screen before it comes out on VOD and all that cool stuff. And it's only $20 for all of those movies. All of those movies, it's only $20. There are going to be horror vendors there, so you can buy really cool stuff. There's going to be prizes and a lot more. It's an all-day Halloween horror fest. $20 for 6 movies on the big screen at the beautiful Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Tickets are on sale right now. I'm going to be the host along with Steve Procopi from Ain't It Cool News. We will be your guides and your hosts throughout the entire day. 12 hours of nonstop horror and some of the best horror movies ever made. Leading to the premiere at 10 p.m. on Saturday of Phantasm Ravager, the brand new Phantasm film. So tickets are on sale right now, so make your reservations again at carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E. Saturday, October 8th, it all starts at noon, the all-day horror fest. Again, Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Fright Night, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Phantasm Remastered, and Phantasm Ravager. That's going to be a great way. Well, that's going to be a great way to kick off my vacation because I'm off the following week doing all kinds of horror activities, I guess. So, all right, if you're a horror fan, some great stuff coming up this Tuesday the 4th, the director's cut of The Exorcist at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, $10, parking free. And then next Saturday the 8th, 6 great horror movies and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. Only $20 for all 6 of the movies. Again, parking is free. And, you know, there's a restaurant inside the building called Bogart's. And in between movies, you can go grab some food at the restaurant. They've got great food and a great menu. There's a full bar and everything. And so, you know, it's open all day long. So, you know, you're going to be there for 12 hours. I know you're going to need some food. And it's obviously, you know, the concession stand has all the great stuff as well. So it's going to be a blast. The all-day horror fest next Saturday, the 8th, at carmike.com. Get your reservations now, C-A-R-M-I-K-E. And me and Steve Procopi are going to be there all day being your hosts. So it's going to be fun.